This is TWiT.
I have an app. This is an oldie but goodie for back to school. This is college too, although, you know, you can calculate anything with it. PCalc.
Love PCalc.
And I also bring it up not just because it's a great app, but James Thompson, who's the creator, is going to be filling in for you on one of the weeks you're gone.
Oh, no kidding. Show. Yes. Oh, how that's awesome.
Yes.
Good job. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, he's a great guy and super friendly, and I love his app. I love the design of it, and, you know, I just reached out to him. He's like, oh, I'd love to do that. So he'll be coming on, because I figured it would be nice to have a developer come on and talk about, you know, developer stuff. Plus, he's just an Apple fan. So PCalc is not free. It is $9.99. So make sure you really need a calculator.
Well, it is kind of pricey, but it does all the things, including the scientific calculating stuff that kids in 8th and 9th and 10th grade often want.
Right. So you can calculate pi, and it also lets you...
you mean you don't have that memorized?
I have only 3.14 memorized.
Oh, well,
maybe
that's
to
usually
one.
Enough. Yeah.
I like this feature of PCalc, the tape. So you remember the old ask your parents about the tape that used to come in calculators, which shows all the things that you have, all the calculations that'll show there. And this is nice too. You can swipe to undo, and then swipe right to redo. So if you're in the middle of, let's clear that. If you want to do 10 times 10 times 9. Oh, wait, I didn't mean that. And then you can swipe and go back or swipe and go that way and see that. And so see the tape records that. I love PCalc. It's a great calculator. It is for your iPad, for your iPhone, for your Apple Watch. I think there's even a, you can have it in your, what's this thing called again? The
that thing that you have that's over
the
there.
The widget area.
The today notifications.
Yes. So you can, if you find yourself really needing to calculate at all times, you can, I'm going to add PCalc to my
widgets. Yeah, having a calculator right there is very handy.
Yeah.
That was actually, and you might ask him when he's here, the source of a little controversy, because at first Apple said you can't put that kind of functionality in the today notifications.
Why?
And pulled it. Well, you should ask him.
I will ask him.
Because that was a big controversy. He won, and Apple allows it now. But for a little bit, they didn't allow PCalc.
Well, because you know, this is something crazy that I only learned this year. There is no calculator app on the iPad.
Yeah, and so you really need it, and maybe that's why Apple backed down.
But why is there no calculator app on the iPad? It doesn't make sense. I'm always calculating. Always be calculating. Oh, that's what I say. Yeah. Always be
PCalc
calculating.
PCalc is definitely the best one. There are some others, and I've actually in the past talked about some of the other oddball calculators. For instance, there's one that you can... you can write your calculations.
Ooh, are you finding that one now?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I put it. I have so many folders.
Oh, it's
My Calc?
Yeah,
because it's from the MyScript guys. You know, let me try typing.
My Calc.
I must have removed it. But that is another good one.
I have it.
Yeah,
this one.
So it's a blank page, but you can write in calculations, including things like the sum. Is that pretty awesome?
That is pretty awesome.
So I think it depends on the personality of the person doing it. And of course, this you can do with your finger, but if it's a lot easier if you do it with a pencil. So if somebody's got an iPad Pro, yeah, right, exactly. Look at that. Hmm. 2 times 20, the square root of 20. Mm-hmm. Is that what you meant to do?
No, I meant 2 divided or 20 divided by 2, but okay. I wonder why.
You can edit it.
Oh, you can edit it?
Sure. Oh, you're doing that for okay. Divided by. Yeah, try the, don't do that. That's the square root symbol. So, oh, nice. It's getting a little more complicated. And by the way, you notice that it can solve for? Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm?
Yeah. So this is a really cool.
Oh, it also shows my all of the calculations.
Yeah, it does. It's got a ribbon. It's actually really, I think PCalc is probably more intuitive and simpler for the, you know, calculator set, but MyCalc is kind of cool because you can write. It's from the MyScript folks, and they've really got very good handwriting recognition.